The Braves and Marlins are locking up in Miami. This one is scoreless until the third inning when Ender Inciarte faces Tom Kohler.
1-1 Inciarte is hit high to right, long way back. Stanton onto the track, at the wall, leaps and he can't get it. Ender Inciarte with his first home run of the season, and the Braves take a 2-0 lead in the third. The 0-1 to Stanton. Swinging a drive, left field and deep. Back goes Peterson in front of the out-of-town scoreboard. At the wall, leaps, and he can't get it. It hits off the top of the wall and goes over. A two-run homer for Stanton, his first of the season, and we're knotted at 2 in the third.
A power surge in the fourth inning knocked out some stadium lights and delayed things for 27 minutes. When the game resumes, Giancarlo Stanton provides a power surge of his own.
The 2-2, Stanton swings, drills the ball hard. This is hit to left, and it's a line drive into the seats. It is up, up and away. A home run for Giancarlo. It took about a second and a tenth to get out of here. My, oh my. His second home run of the game, his second two-run homer of the night. And the Marlins have taken a 4-3 lead.
Payoff pitch to Zawa, to Ender Inciarte, and it's rifled deep down the right field line toward the corner. Stanton back, and it's a two-home run night for Inciarte. We're knotted at 4 in the eighth.
To the belt, the pitch. A swing and a line drive past the glove of Riddle out into left center. Coming around third is Phillips, and Phillips will score standing up, and the Atlanta Braves have recaptured a lead. This time 5-4. 0-3 with a strikeout against Jim Johnson in his career. D 1-4 tonight with a double and scored a run. Here's a line drive right at the right fielder Markakis, and he makes the catch, and that's the ball game. The Braves score to break a 4-4 tie in the ninth and a 5-4 win over the Marlins to gain a split in the series. And this would be one that got away from the Marlins.
Ender Inciarte plays the hero in his second career multi-home run game, and the Atlanta bullpen combines for four hitless innings, with Aroides Vizcaíno getting the win and Jim Johnson recording the save. Wednesday's defeat was a tough one for Miami. Skipper Don Mattingly had this to say about his 4-4 Marlins club.
I think it kind of shows, you know, what he does to a game. He obviously we're down two, he ties it, we get down again, he puts us ahead. You know, so he changes games quickly. Tonight we just weren't able to really do anything. Didn't seem like we had a whole lot of chance.
Tonight you were kind of liking his approaches and how he's staying within himself. Is that,
you know? Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I think since he's been back from the WBC, his at bats, you could see what he was looking to try to do has been good, and then. You know, it's like anyone else. It's not going to be good every night. But we've seen a lot of good swings. We see the game in New York where he's shooting the ball the other way. I just think it looks a lot more consistent than, you know, what we've seen early last year. You know, and even that, he's still got it rolling. So I think he looks good.
The light thing, what would they, how did that?
I'm not quite sure what happened. I don't know if we had a. They didn't really tell us. They just told us like 15 minutes. So I don't even know if there was weather outside or not. I don't know what happened.
The Marlins do not have much time to dwell on this one. They get right back to work on Thursday night as they begin a four-game set with the Mets. Wei-Yin Chen starts game one.